Mike Tomlin on slow starts. That did not cause Steelers fans to turn away. We'll get to that in a second. The breaking news is what I just said about Russell Wilson. So very light work to start here. We'll get more from players post-practice, and then Jeff is going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. But it sounds like Tomlin was true to his word and rusted very, very little today to begin the week, which is why Tomlin said yesterday that they're preparing Justin Fields to be the starter, because as of right now, they don't think that Wilson is capable of doing the things that are required to be a competent NFL quarterback Sunday in Denver, even though Wilson wants to win this game probably more than any game since he played in the Super Bowl and threw that horrible interception to Malcolm Butler. We have this number, which I'm never surprised when Steelers ratings are good, because our ratings reflect that. The Steelers are the maypole here. They're what everything revolves around. The maypole that everyone dances around or
like maypole.
Yeah.
Never heard that term in my life.
Look it up.
I trust you.
So we know just how hugely popular they are.
They drive the bus.
I did not think that this was going to be the case. 21 million watched. It's the most in a week one ever.
It did have the biggest national footprint for the Fox 1 o'clock window. It got the Olsen Joe Davis crew, which is now their number two crew. It was seen, it was in most of the major markets, like, or the biggest geographic swath of the country. So I'm not shocked because it was put out there to a wider audience, but
this is the most watched NFL week one ever. Yeah. We have an insatiable appetite.
Wait, this individual game was?
No, the entire week was.
Okay.
We have an insatiable and the Steelers-Falcons game did a record rating.
Right.
We have an insatiable appetite for football. We consume it and think about it 365. We do the Donnie football debrief in April, or I guess that's not a bit good
we
example
do it
because
in,
the draft's
we
in
do
April.
It in March.
We do it
in July when nothing's happening. June.
Yeah, it's a 365, 12-month a year obsession.
Mm-hmm.
But something about that doesn't square with me, because for as much as we love football, and I don't think I'm being like nostalgic older guy now who watches these older games and yearns for that era or bygone eras of football, especially early in the season, the product is not this good.
No, it gets better, right? Like, as the season goes.
The fact that there were this many people, a record amount of people that wanted to watch the NFL in week one, is jarring to me. Not because of anything, like, I don't mean because of what happened in the past with like social reasons or political reasons or anything like that. I just mean the game itself. I would not say, like they say maybe of other sports, like hockey, like the game is faster than it's ever been. You know, mm-hmm. The guys today are in much better shape than they were when Mario was smoking cigarettes and eating cheeseburgers and fries. Like, mm-hmm. Yes, like for the most part, more points are scored.
But people complain about that part of the game, like, oh, there's no defense anymore.
But I don't even really think that was true from this weekend.
No, it wasn't. It had the lowest average quarterback passing yards, I believe, since 2000 or beyond.
I'm just pretty stunned that for Steelers, Falcons, and the rest of week one, the NFL was not only able to get so many viewers, they were able to keep so many viewers for this game. Like, do you think I'm wrong in saying that the NFL product, like what is, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 is the best game they've ever put out there, the best quality of overall product they've ever done,
okay,
and 1 is the worst? It's like a 5 or 6 to me.
Probably a 5, leaning towards a 4 in week 1. There are a lot of junk games.
But I mean, just don't even just isolate
you're
it
saying
week
overall.
One. I'm just saying writ large, NFL football in 2024 is what for you?
I like
is
offense.
Is it better than
so
it was in the 90s?
No, yeah, because I like offense. I watch games in the 90s and I'm like, man, that seems like a lifetime ago as far as what teams tried to do. Like, I wish there was a little bit more hitting and stuff allowed on defense, certain things. I think things are overcalled.
And you think the trade-off is worth it, where we got rid of those things and what we replaced it with is better? Like the dynamic kickoff rule?
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Like, if you wanted me to give you an example of a sport I watch that I think is significantly worse than it was in, like, the early 90s, it's basketball, pro basketball. I don't like it now. Like, I think the quality...
You liked it when the final score was 81-78 more
no,
than...
No, I just think they've swung it so far in one direction that it's actually, like, a farce. But I don't... I guess I don't subscribe to the theory... Here's the thing I noticed with Steelers fans. Like, they'll invade, say, Jerry's chat. And it's not the Sarah J's and you know, people like that invading. It's like your Bill in L.A.'s. And they'll say, ugh.
Your Bill in L.A.
Yeah, there was a Bill in L.A. bit today where then the next question was, I was betting that Bill in L.A. would cite Kenny Pickett. Whatever. You'll get people who are like, I do miss the days where you'd have a good 16-13 or 13-10 game. Defense has been phased out of the league completely. And then it's like that same crowd when you get an 18-10 game or a 16-10 game, they go, God, that game was so boring, I don't even want to watch it. It was horrible. Like, I heard somebody call into Starkey today and say the game was boring, Fields and that offense were boring, I didn't even really feel like I was watching anything that kept my attention, and it was a Steeler fan. So I think there's this like duality where people say, I miss defense as part of football, but also when they get a defensive struggle score, they're like, well, this sucks.
Donnie, you're an all-time ball lover. I mean, what do you think? Like, is this product as good as it's ever been? Does it make sense to you that they're doing a number of viewers unlike anything they've ever seen before to start a season? Is there that much interest in what's happening in the NFL and the sport's that good right now?
I don't know if it's that the sport is that good and is at that high of a level. The stranglehold that it has over viewers is amazing to me. I mean, and we bring it up with... quite frankly, now things that I love, just being a someone who just nerds out about it. I mean, you guys do the same thing, more so Pony in these cases. But anything the NFL does gets people to watch. I mean, they got the freaking schedule release to be a primetime event. A schedule
that
release.
That was a massive event on our show. Pony was out and you and I were leaking things like a bad faucet.
Is now a primetime event. I mean, the draft is viewed more than... NHL and NBA playoff games it'll go up against by millions. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not even close. Like, it just has such a strong pulse on viewers where, like, they do stuff where they don't even have to try.
This reminds me of a problem I have with the way I eat, actually. One of the things I do here, this conversation. So, maybe you guys have the same problem. Did you guys eat at Chipotle?
I just did, yes, 2 days ago.
I don't think it's anywhere as good as it was a few years ago.
Okay.
I know that. Every time I go, I remind myself of that. But guess what?
I keep going. What's that old Trump tweet where he said, like, the Diet Coke, the Coca-Cola company is mad at me. That's okay. I'll keep drinking that garbage.
It's not as good. There's not as much.
Oh, now
quality is not as high.
That the new CEO,
but
there's one of our promo people who said the new CEO is a new sheriff in town, and those portions have gone right back up.
There I was last night. Amanda's out of town,
and you're at the trough,
and I see it there, and I'm looking at it at the red light, and I'm like, you know what? The hell with it. That's where I'm going
to
get dinner tonight.
Did it call to you? Did the sign almost take on like a form of a person's face?
I think that's pretty much what you're saying with the NFL. It has, like, we're sucked in, we're glued to it.
Consumed by every move.
We're chasing this NFL high, but I don't think the high is as good as it was. And I don't think it's one of those like nostalgic things where I'm like, you know what? When I was a teenager, when I was first in love with football or whatever, it was just better back then because that's my first like impressionable.
Your formative time.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. I don't know. I just...
Do you think the league has swung so far towards quarterbacks being the only focus that it's actually ruined other good things?
No, I don't even know. I'm going to answer and say no, I don't think it's that because the quarterback play this week wasn't good.
Well,
the quarterback play was underwhelming.
An explanation for why the ratings are so high, I think, could then be twofold, and it's maybe cynical, and it's not like a romanticized thing. How about just gambling in fantasy football? People are locked into these games because they're gambling on them now legally, and they're playing fantasy football.
I think that's a really good one.
I think
that's a tremendous one.
Yeah, I think that definitely plays a factor. And as silly as this is going to sound, the Chiefs specifically, we know why they can garner into a lot of younger female fans now. People will laugh and act like it's not a real thing, but it is.
The Taylor Swift effect.
It is. She's... one of the most
famous. Say the Andy Reid effect. The younger fans, the women just can't get enough.
Oh, I'm
of
all
them.
In on the Andy Reid effect. I mean, but she is one of the most famous.
She's the most famous
on
person
the
on
the planet.
She is the most famous entertainer on the planet. There's
oh
no,
my God, she gave a presidential endorsement last night, and the people who got it went bananas for it. So yeah, she has that much.
You think James
sway.
Daniels liked it because it was with a cat? It was very cat themed.
Oh, I'll tell you
he
what.
He is a cat lover.
He is a free agent at
well,
the
no,
end of the year.
Minute.
I'll tell
he
you
said
where
he's
he
not
ain't
a
going.
Cat guy.
Yeah, you're right. He downplayed that when we met him.
Where do you say he's not going?
I'm just saying he ain't going to end up in playing for the Bengals.
Daniels?
Next, no, based on what got said last night.
They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats.
They're eating the cats in Ohio.
I'm just trying to think of, like, if you and I a couple of years ago had said, I can't wait to play a clip from a presidential debate where they're talking about eating dogs and eating
cats. Could you
cats.
Imagine if I came into work and or I called in and I'm like, guys.
They're eating the dogs.
I can't come in today.
They're
Why?
Eating the cats.
A human being ate Cammy. I'm sorry.
I think Ace was, like, ready to take a bite out of her the first time he met her.
Unfortunately,
she didn't have any teeth.
I'm not going to be able to come in today. There was a band of ruffians in my neighborhood, and they ate
That's
Cammy.
Like something you'd see in like a zombie movie, right? Like 28 days later, they start eating pets, and it's like a real shock to get the viewer like thrown off their...
I know a lot about Pennsylvania, and it's great. How's Joe Paterno? Are we going to bring that back, right? How about that whole deal? And we do love Penn State. Do we love Penn State? Mm-hmm. I mean, in all fairness?
In all fairness.
We love Penn State,
but we love
Pittsburgh, right?
Oh, man.
He went into, I saw parts of it. He started to do one of those, he's a big guy and he's a strong guy last night. Did you hear that?
No.
He was talking about, I think, the president of Hungary, and he goes, he's a strong guy, this president of Hungary.
We love Big Ben. Big Ben's a friend of mine. Big Ben's great. We play golf together. He once hit a shot that went dead right into a tree. It was a massive tree like this. The ball hit the tree so hard, I swear, I said, Ben, within 2 years, that tree is going to be dead. And
you know what?
2 years later, I shouldn't say this because we have a lot of tree lovers here. But 2 years later, that tree was dead. He is a strong guy, and he's a good guy,
so,
too.
Donnie,
Big Ben.
Donnie, can you name the prime minister of Hungary?
Absolutely not.
His name is Viktor Orban.
He used
whatever.
To be a strong man. Like a legit strongman, I think.
I think he kind of is now politically, too. That's how he's viewed. Not a big guy, though. Maybe, you know, he's Jersey Jerry big. He's only 5'9", and he's just a wide body. He's a low man wins
kind of.
He's
like a Franco Colombo type.
He is a low man wins guy.
We have a lot of golf fans. And a lot of golfers. I can't imagine a golf ball killing a tree. I don't think it's possible.
Especially a massive tree like
no,
this.
No, I could see there's only one.
You think so?
Imagine,
a kill shot from a golf ball?
Say Mulsey's on the tee, and somebody has planted a beautiful sapling for Jim, a guy who used to play leagues or something like that and passed away at the ripe old age of 89, right? And there's this little sapling. And I hit a screamer that doesn't get even 2 feet off the ground, and it rips right through that little sapling. Yes, my golf ball traveling at 155 miles an hour will kill that tree. You ain't firing a tree into an old growth oak tree and killing it.